So now you got all these guys back, at least a couple of them. We don't know about DeMeco yet. Where do you fit in?
We'll see. We'll see. I mean, they haven't said anything yet. They haven't made a definitive statement or set a roster on who's going to be number one or where I'm going to be playing. So we'll see.
Those guys are veterans and they're your teammates, but do you feel a mindset about protecting some of the games that you may have made in your position on the team, getting into that rotation?
I mean, obviously I want to play. Who's not here to play? You know what I mean? But at the same time, I want this team to win, and I want what's best for this team. So wherever I fit in, I'll do everything I can to make that happen.
Do you guys talk about it or wonder about it at all?
Not really, honestly. You know, we're out there. They call your number, you're up.
Bill indicated today that eventually he can use you guys in a lot of different ways and do some exotic things with four really good inside linebackers. But right now, with a couple of you not having played in a while, not even practiced in a while, he can't really, you know, unlock the whole playbook right away. So that's going to make the snaps pretty hard to divvy up, I guess, in the short term.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I didn't even know you said that. I guess so.
You don't get to this level without being confident in your abilities. But even so, as quickly as you had to step in and fit in,
right,
were you gratified at the way it went? And surprise is the wrong word, but it may be gratifying.
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously, so you're here to make plays. My goal, was to earn the respect of this team and of the league. I've said that since week one. And that's been my focus, is making sure I'm doing everything to earn the respect of these guys, because that's really all that matters, and make sure that we win, and doing everything I can to help our team do that. And, obviously it's a good feeling when you see that respect starting to come. But there were a lot of mistakes out there. There were a lot of things that, I had to work on, and learn from. So not by no means am I saying, that I was 100% satisfied, because, there's a lot of plays that I left out there.
Do you expect to see DeMeco back this week?
I don't know. I mean, if he can play, I expect him to play. He's a guy who pushes through pain and really is the leader of this team. So he understands that, and we'll just have to see.
With Kiko, you haven't played much with him because he hasn't been around since that Dallas game. He's a kind of unorthodox, different kind of player. What do you think of his game, and how does it fit in with what you do?
I mean, he's a great player. He's a guy who's always around the ball, understands offense, understands what we're trying to do on defense, and his play speaks for itself. He's always around the ball. Constantly making plays, and is a really good asset to have next to you, because he's somebody who's confident in himself and what he can do, and confidence is spread when one person has it.